Locked On Timberwolves, your daily Minnesota Timberwolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
We are back, the Locked On Wolves podcast, your host Colt Molesky, bringing you Timberwolves content consistently. And I don't know if it's good content, but you know what? It's the content you get from me, I guess. And you're going to get a lot of complaining from me. I suspect you're going to get a lot of complaining from my guest as well, Seth Topol of The Scoop. You should be listening to everything he puts out. He's done tons of shows on this podcast. And we had a guest fall through today, and I was like, who is the most dependable guest and the most dependable guy in broadcasting I know? And, of course, I called up Seth.
Wow, that's quite the introduction, and I can safely say this is a first for me, too, doing this podcast from a school bus. So that's another first milestone off the list for me. But
yeah, because you just did a game, didn't you?
Yep, just finished with a softball game, and so I saw your text, and I was like, bat signal received, let's do this.
I mean, at the end of the day, just chemistry and timing, I think, come down to what makes a great team great. So I guess put us on the NBA all first team, maybe?
Probably. You know, the funny thing, too, is I kind of sensed that something was up.
Oh, my gosh. I'm ready to go in on this voting.
You get the disturbance in the force kind of a thing. And I had that most of the day today, and it appears as though there's good reason for it.
All right, we'll get to the biggest issue that I have later on. We're gonna save that. I'm gonna get to the biggest question marks on the NBA All NBA voting. I keep saying All Star, All NBA voting. The biggest question marks for me, and I'm just gonna rapid fire off a couple of them at you. And then I'll let you react, because I know you haven't seen, like we said, you just got done broadcasting. You haven't seen a bunch of the list, but I know like a pro like you is going to be ready to react and to respond. So here's a couple of the questions, the head scratchers I have. The first one is that Klay Thompson, not an NBA All-Star, he got 27 votes only, or 27 points in this point system. He was actually not even the first guard out. He's the second guard out behind Bradley Beal. So he was an arm and a leg behind a lot of people to make the All-Star team. Next biggest question mark is LeBron James made the All-Star team. I know it's crazy to think that LeBron shouldn't be on the All-Star team, but he only played 55 games this year. I feel like availability should count for something when you're talking about the All-NBA team. He was All-NBA third team, to be fair, but still, that's a question mark for me, and I'm a little confused by that. The third biggest one is that Andre Drummond actually got votes. I don't understand how Andre Drummond got votes and how he got more votes than Anthony Davis and Miles Turner. Those were my big three question marks, outside of maybe some town stuff that we'll get to.
I don't even know where to begin. I mean, first, can I ask an honest question? Bradley Beal, I'm assuming, must have had a decent season, although I don't really remember hearing much about it.
You didn't hear much about it because he was on a terrible team, but I have been holding this flag for a very long time. Bradley Beal didn't have a great season. He had an amazing season. Once John Wall got injured, Bradley Beal was one of the better shooting guards in the NBA for the entirety of the season once John Wall stopped taking shots and stopped destroying possessions.
So Klay Thompson did not make it, which seems absurd to me, because the Warriors are, oh, I don't know, they're in the finals again. And wouldn't you think that he would be a large reason as to why? The guy plays really good defense. He is one of the best three-point shooters in our lifetime. Who made it in front of him?
So the guards for the All-NBA first team are obviously Curry and Harden. Second team is Kyrie Irving and Damian Lillard, which I know there might be some pushback, but Kyrie Irving, even if you look at what he did off the court, was kind of iffy and not so great. On the court, his stats were some of the best that you're going to see across the league. Third team, Kemba Walker, Russell Westbrook. My biggest problem, because I was trying to make an argument in my head for Bradley Beal to make the All-NBA, one of these All-NBA teams. I really don't know who I'd bump, though. Like, this is maybe one of the better, like, one of the top, like, three best lists of guards that you could have in the All-NBA team, 1, 2, and 3. And I feel like there's still a case to be made for three other guards to make it.
Yeah, that softens the blow a little bit, but still, it's we're in an incredible time in terms of guard play.
No doubt.
A guy like Klay Thompson gets left off that list. Then you look at the numbers, you're like, okay, Harden and Curry, yeah, can't argue there. Can't argue with Lillard. Can't argue. I would say maybe the one that you could would be Westbrook, but I don't know if we're undervaluing triple double numbers or if.
Well, here's the way I looked at it for Westbrook, because that's where I landed too, and I didn't go to stats. I just went to, well, on the third team, there's two point guards, and if I'm forcing myself to choose just one point guard and one shooting guard in a very classic sort of NBA, old school NBA type of slotting players in specific positions, if I'm forcing myself to pick for every single position, I'd probably give the nod just slightly to Kemba Walker over Westbrook and then slot in either Beal or Thompson in that shooting guard spot on the third team.
Yeah,
I think it comes down to stats though, because all these guys had great numbers.
Yeah, are we just kind of bored with what Russell Westbrook has done?
I think we're bored with bad possessions. No,
that is absolutely accurate.
But
I think that's a huge part of it.
But my defense of him this year is that he actually did defer to Paul George a lot.
Yeah, that's fair. I don't know. Russ is a great player, but it seems like so many people are just like, I don't know. That one to me is interesting. I want to dig in on the Andre Drummond one because, and again, I haven't looked at this, but I have a feeling that if he got votes, that means that Minnesota fans are probably a little peeved by what they saw today.
We're gonna hold off on that. I'm gonna tease that out still. We're not gonna talk about Towns yet. First, I want to talk about just looking at the forwards. You had Kevin Durant, Kawhi Leonard, first team, Blake Griffin, You had Giannis Antetokounmpo and Paul George, first team. You had Kevin Durant, Kawhi Leonard, second team, Blake Griffin, and LeBron James, third team. And then on the outside looking in as far as forwards, LaMarcus Aldridge, Danilo Gallinari, Pascal Siakam, Luka Doncic were the guys who didn't make the team. Do you have any problems with this, or are you okay with LeBron making another all-star team?
I would think that LeBron could have been a worthy omission, because of not only his durability this year, but also just the way that all happened. So LeBron gets hurt. They basically shut him down for the season. And I don't like the thought of rewarding a guy strictly on name for the Lakers having one of the most disastrous seasons in their entire franchise's history. I don't feel like rewarding a guy for all NBA third team. I think that would have been a spot where they could have said, yeah, we're going to go with somebody else because the Lakers are really bad. LeBron didn't have what would be considered an up to par season. But again, it's the name. That's what got LeBron on that list, is it's his name. It's what he's done in the past. And so even when he has a down and injured season, he's still going to get all that cred from what he's done in the past.
Well, the even like crazier stat was that he had 111 total points in this voting. He had 72 third-team votes and a slew of second-team votes. And the next closest on the outside looking in was LaMarcus Aldridge with 17 total points. Like, he blew guys out of the water so badly that it's not even funny. It's crazy that there wasn't one forward on the outside looking in that was, like, close with LeBron. Like, nobody was like, there's really should be this guy that we should have on the outside. Like, we couldn't find another forward to try and push up there. Like, really?
Yeah, you would think that. I mean, you'd think that with the season that Luka had that he would garner some attention. You'd think that would have gotten him a bunch of votes. I mean, LaMarcus Aldridge, we know what he is. He shoots that fadeaway jumper at will. I don't know. That's bizarre to me that, and for to get all those 13s, that means that people clearly when they were voting, they said, well, yeah, he's definitely not first team. He's definitely not second team. So in that case, what made him stand out enough to put him on that third team? Well, it's the name. So why not just leave him off?
I don't know. I really think that that availability should count for something. I really do think it should. We're going to get into a conversation about that, about Towns. First, we're going to take a break for some sponsors. Hey, guys. Colt Molesky here of the Locked On Wolves podcast. Just reminding you that wherever you're getting your podcasts, whether that's iTunes or Spotify or Himalaya, make sure you're checking out my guys at Himalaya who are doing a great job not only getting you your podcast, but making sure you are finding other podcasts, giving you other options for listening, introducing some new podcasts into your podcasting palette. Make sure you're downloading and subscribing to the Locked On Wolves podcast no matter where you're getting that content. And make sure you're giving me a 5-star rating because I'm a 5-star guy and I hope that you're enjoying it. If you're not, reach out to me on Twitter. Let me know what you think I could be doing better. But at the end of the day, at least give me that subscribe. At least hit that subscribe button. Please, please, please. Thank you so, so much. Colt Molesky, joined by Seth Tova on the phone. He is on a bus headed back home after doing what I'm sure was a fantastic job broadcasting some softball today. And I had to call him up to get his read on the all-NBA teams. All right, I've saved this for last because I know we're going to need some time for it. But Karl-Anthony Towns did not make any of the all-NBA teams. The centers that did make it.
You're kidding.
The centers that did make it, Nikola Jokic, the Joker out of Denver, Joel Embiid of the 76ers on the second team, and on the third team, was Rudy Gobert from Utah. And Rudy Gobert on the third team had 89 total points. Karl-Anthony Towns was the first center out with only 20 total points. Zero first team votes, zero second team votes, 20 third team votes. He had less second team votes with zero than Dwayne Wade of the Miami Heat. You heard that correctly.
Wow. Okay, so let's dive in on this.
Let's totally overreact.
Jokic versus Towns. What does Jokic do better?
I'm actually kind of okay with Jokic making it. Jokic is a really all-around great player. I think he's very polished defensively. I think offensively he really knows his spots. Not that Towns doesn't. But I think of these guys who actually made an all-NBA team, I think not only does he know his spots, but he has a very versatile range of positions. I mean, that dude can drill shots from everywhere. He's got a nice little hook shot. He can bang in the post. He's got a great three-point shot. You saw that in the playoffs. And so, and I think, too, it helps that all of these guys, because you have Towns starting behind the eight ball because he wasn't on a playoff team, right? And so Jokic to not only be on a playoff team, but be on a team that elevated from not being in the playoffs to being the second seed in the playoffs in Denver. I mean, you saw what they were in the playoffs. There were a bunch of role player guys, a spotty Jamal Murray, and then Jokic. And so that he was propelling them all season long. And so I'm actually okay with him because I think that he was probably one of my top three, top four guys running for MVP. And so I'm actually fine with him making an all-NBA team. My problem is with the next two.
Yeah, Embiid. So Towns versus Embiid. And, I mean, Embiid is one of the better defensive centers in the league. That's without question. He's very good offensively.
We about to catch some heat.
Your availability point is, I think, where Embiid draws the biggest criticism because...
You mean
because
Towns isn't fat? Yeah, I said it. Internet, come at me.
Wow. Embiid doesn't play full seasons. That's pretty well documented by now, and that's not something that's going to change. He's not just going to magically snap his fingers and play in 80 games in a season. He's going to be like a 70 to 60 games per year. That'll be what he ends up with on average. So that obviously was not held against him at all. The fact that Philadelphia is or was going pretty good in the playoffs, that obviously was a factor that weighed in his favor. So I don't get that one because...
Okay, you mentioned the points. I'm going to interrupt you quick. You mentioned points and stuff. I have some stats for you if you would like to hear some of these. Joel Embiid, 48% from the field on 18.7 field goal attempts per game, 30% from three on 4.1 three-point attempts per game. He has 27.5 points per game. It was his average throughout 2019. Karl-Anthony Towns, 24.4 points per game. He averaged 51% from the field on 17.1 shots and 40% from three on 4.6 three-point attempt shots. He also averaged 83% from the free throw line, and he only got there 5.8 times, one of the more poorly officiated all-star big men in the NBA. And then you have only 80% from the free throw line in the case of Joel Embiid. He went to the free throw line 10.1 times per game. He went to the free throw line about as many times as James Harden does throughout a game.
Jeez.
So this Karl-Anthony Towns is a couple points, he scores a couple less points per game, but is way more efficient across the board than Embiid. Way better three-point shooter. I think he's got more moves down low in the paint. I think he's better in transition because he's not a fat piece of shit. I think you can count on him for an entire season. I have no idea how both Joel Embiid and Rudy Gobert are on an All-NBA team and Karl-Anthony Towns is not. This is stupid.
Yeah, I can't fathom what does Rudy Gobert do better? He blocks shots. That's about all I can give him. He is extremely, extremely limited offensively. He is essentially he's a dunk robot. That's what he does. He dunks. His field goals are like 90% dunks. He doesn't shoot from outside. He can't shoot the three. He's not particularly good at the free throw line. So he blocks shots. And so, again, Towns got dinged because the Wolves didn't make playoffs. 50, 40, 80, I don't have it in front of me, but I'm willing to bet that that's not something that people do. That's not a stat line that people just put up regularly. There's no way that can be.
Well, here's the thing. Karl-Anthony Towns also elevated his defense, too. I mean, Rudy Gobert, hats off to him, 2.3 blocks per game. Karl-Anthony Towns had 1.6 blocks per game. Like, it's different, but he still elevated his defense, and he's a miles better scorer than Rudy Gobert. I mean, you look at Rudy Gobert's numbers this year, and he does not have a registered three-point shot. He did not take a three all season long. And he shot 66% from the field, but he took 8.8 field goal attempts per game. And he shot 63% from the free throw line. He averaged 15.9 points per game. He's not a good scorer. You have to dump everything down low to him. And you know what? He's averaging less points if Donovan Mitchell or Joe Ingles aren't shooting a bunch of threes. It's literally so easy to collapse on what he does because he only does a couple of good things. He's really – his only asset is defensively. And Towns is a better defender than he was last year.
Yeah, he's a glorified dunk robot. That's all he does.
We lost – we Towns lost an NBA – an all-NBA appearance to a Shirley Temple and a bad French tan.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm mad. I'm heated.
Well, and then – so Andre Drummond didn't get more votes than him but still got votes, right?
Andre Drummond got votes. Andre Drummond got – let me pull this up quick. I was on stats. Andre Drummond got a total of 3 points. Karl Anthony Towns had a total of 20 points. Vucevic had – for Orlando had 4. Davis only had 1. Davis and Turner only had 1 point apiece, which surprised me as well.
That's absurd.
I think more than anything, the dispersal of points maybe surprised me.
So this voting is clearly just a popularity contest, and Towns clearly got majorly, majorly dinged for what happened with the Wolves this past season, despite, as we talked about, despite him elevating his game on both sides of the ball.
Well, not only was he amazing, but you also talk about how at the beginning of the year they had a player who demanded a trade immediately because his franchise refused. Not only did he demand a trade, but he demanded a trade publicly after asking for a trade, and his franchise basically just stiff-armed him for an entire summer. You had that going on in the locker room. You had him coming back in and being super angry and gunning for everybody. And then he gets traded and leaves. Now you have a coach who doesn't know what he's doing. They have to fire their coach and bring in an interim head coach who not only would be the youngest, is now the youngest head coach in the NBA, but also has never been a head coach before. He's the interim head coach. And that's your situation through the season. Just a total mess. And through all of that, Towns makes an all-star team. He has this amazing season. He's after the all-star break, he's one of the best offensive players in the NBA, including guards, including guys like James Harden, including guys like Curry. And you still miss an – and not only do you miss an all-NBA spot, you miss it by a lot. Rudy Gobert had 89 total points. Joel Embiid had 375 total points. I mean, how –
oh, my God.
How are the margins this huge? Joel Embiid is not – if you're looking at these guys, you cannot honestly tell me Joel Embiid is that much better than Towns.
No, he's not. That's like...
And Rudy Gobert definitely isn't better than Towns. 100% no.
Yeah, those are pretty blatantly obvious facts. And yet, here we are with the who vote? Is it the writers that vote on it, or...
Yeah, media. So, writers and broadcasters.
Yeah, that's going well.
It's not even like they were voting for Allen Iverson or something. Like, Towns, to my knowledge, is an awesome guy who cooperates and is good with the media and friendly with the media and is a nice guy. I don't know what happened. I mean, can you really ding him by this much for not making a playoff game? Or not making a playoff series? Like, Gobert was terrible in the playoffs. There's really a huge margin because he was there and played awful versus Towns, who wasn't there and played great throughout a season.
That's just baffling to me. It seems like a complete popularity contest, and I would gather that we probably should not. Well, and the other thing that's unfortunate about this too is that there's money tied to it now. So now players' contracts are so massively influenced by whether or not they make the All-NBA team. Well, maybe they should look at how the voting is done and factors that should weigh in, factors that shouldn't weigh in. Because that would, since Towns didn't make it, I would gather he probably lost out on quite a chunk of change.
I think it was like $30 million, wasn't it?
Jeez, that's ridiculous.
I believe it was.
That's ridiculous.
Bradley Beal missed out on $30 million too.
Ick.
And he was closer than Towns for sure.
Because I'm going to get my legal team together and we're going to sue.
I am so mad about this. I really am. I shouldn't let this stuff bother me this much. It's not like I miss the NBA team, the All-NBA team, but oh my gosh, this stuff bothers me. And it's so, the margin is so big. Like, I really don't understand this.
It's mega dumb. There's really no other way to describe it. It's laughable.
It's stupid.
That he is not included.
It's stupid. I guess if you're a listener, you can be either mad with us or you can yell at us. Let us know on Twitter what you guys think. What were the biggest surprises for you in all NBA voting? I mean, it blows my mind that Towns got less second team votes than Dwayne Wade. It's probably the biggest one. Let us know on Twitter at @CMoleskyMLSKY, or you can go to @LockedOnTWolves. And Seth, what's your Twitter handle?
@SethTopes, SethTopes. You'll probably find me with some sort of elite gift usage on Twitter. That's the best way to find me. Or being negative for absolutely no reason.
Well, we have lots of reason today. I am heated. I am so heated. We didn't even get to, like, the rookie voting and how badly Josh Okogie missed out on that when Mitchell Robinson just got ushered in, like he actually did something this year. Or like
Okogie didn't make it?
No. He did not make the rookie team. And
well,
it was,
apparently it's just dump on Minnesota Day. Jeez.
Yeah, it was not my favorite. He was not even close. I'm pulling up the voting right now if we want to get mad about this. The second, because I thought he might have a shot at second team. Mitchell Robinson had 77 total points for second team. Kevin Huerter for the Atlanta Hawks had 45 total points. Josh Okogie ended with 12 points.
Wow.
Miles Bridges had 31-22 for Kevin Knox. Why did these Knicks players get so many points? Holy hell. Did anybody watch the Knicks?
Isn't Mitchell Robinson a dunk robot too?
Yeah. Yeah, he's not. Mitchell Robinson is? Mitchell Robinson is the perfect summer league player.
What is the fascination with dunk robots? Andre Drummond, Rudy Gobert, Mitchell Robinson. I don't understand it.
I don't know. The only guy on the Knicks that was good for rookies was Alonzo Trier, and he had less points than and less votes than Okogie did.
Popularity contest, it's like,
well, it's almost like they're doing like an achievement award for a bunch of these guys where it's like, they weren't great this year, but they will be great. They will be great.
Yeah, the pedigree award then.
I mean, the first team obviously was justified. Doncic, Young, Ayton, Jackson Jr., Bagley III.
None of those guys deserve it.
Trash. Absolute trash. Garbage. 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 All right. I'm not going to talk about this. I'm just going to get upset all again. I'm trying to cool off here. I'm trying to manage my anger, Seth. Somebody told me I got to manage my anger.
That's a good thing. I think we both, I mean, from the end of Game of Thrones, I think that everybody can do that.
Wouldn't that be nice? All right, that's it for us. Again, let us know what you think on Twitter. Let us know who you think should have been on the All-NBA team. As always, thank you so much for tuning in to listening to another Locked On Wolves podcast, part of Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily Minnesota Timberwolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.